it's not acceptable, the lack of information that is being provided to the community. The fact that the community have found themselves in this position is not a good one. And we know that Dr. Sweeney, who's retiring after decades of service to the community there, has at different times outlined her own frustration at the fact of a single-handed surgery and the challenges that that placed, and numerous attempts at different times in terms of recruitment that had failed. But now we have a situation where that retirement will take effect now within less than 2 weeks, and the HSE hasn't provided any update to the community as to where this recruitment process is at, when it will be finished, if there is actually interest at all in terms of the position, and what happens to patients who is relying on this service after the 2 weeks are up. I raised this issue myself through the Minister and the HSE back in June. I was told that there would be a recruitment process ongoing. It's now August. It's now the middle of August. We're less than 2 weeks away from the deadline, and there's a lack of information that I've asked the HSE to provide clarity on immediately.
It is quite a concern, as you've highlighted, Deputy, not only for the HSE, but for the public and those living in Ardrah as well, that will be left without a GP. The current GP is resigning on the 22nd of this month, so time is running out here.
It is. It's absolutely vital, and we've been inundated, myself and the local councillor there, Brian Carr, with people who are really, really concerned. These are people who may frequently have to attend GP practices, have been availing of the services of Dr. Sweeney down throughout the years, and just doesn't know what is going to happen. And look, we all know your health is your wealth, and that's more important, and it shows the importance of having that localised GP service. Look, it's not the first time in the county that we've had to deal with a retirement of an employee of the HSE in terms of the GP. It's happened in the past, and the HSE have been able to replace that person. But what's really, really concerning here now is that they have been given ample notice, they have been given ample time, and the response that I got in June was basically a one-line response that the recruitment process is underway. We now need to know has that bearing any fruits? Has there been any interest? Are there interviews taking place? Will there be contracts signed? If so, when? Is there a likelihood of somebody being in place in 2 weeks' time or not? I think that the public deserve this from the HSE and deserve to know what is going to happen in 2 weeks' time.